By the way, this is an amazing story, right? And I don't know if it's amazing for the right reasons.
Okay.
And I think it might be just a person that's deluded. But there's a killer whale in Spain, and they've managed to teach this killer whale, apparently, how to speak and count to three.
Wow.
Yes, sir. A killer whale.
That's...
So there you go.
I was going to say that's impressive.
They're saying they can do human words through its blowhole.
Well,
so Wilkie is the name of the whale. It's 16
years old. There are people
who
often claim you say quite a lot through
me
but blowhole. Anyway.
Yeah, although at least I can count past three. And I don't imagine they're going to give the...
I can't believe you're bigging yourself up for being able to count further than a whale.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? I wasn't exactly an honour student when it came to maths, but I can count better than a whale.
I can just see PJ standing at the side of a pool, taunting this whale, going, what? Three? Ha! Three? I can go to 10.
Yeah, 2 + 2. What is it? What is it? No, it's 4. It's 1 extra, you daft halfwit, you quarterwit, stupid whale. You might be able to kill, but you can't do 4.
That's amazing.
So there you go. So this killer whale, they say it can speak through his blowhole, like myself, but I don't see him working on radio.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean? Smart arse. I don't see that whale working on radio. So there you go. Just because your blowhole might not be as proficient as mine, maybe. So there you go.
Does it say what sort of words he says?
Well, yes, it kind of does. It says that this scientist, he thinks he's having basic conversations with the whale. Very basic conversations. So the whale can say yes. He says it can say ah-ah, hello, bye-bye, and Amy. And then, of course, it can count 1, 2, 3. Although it's not audible in the same way you would imagine.
Oh.
So it comes out as, what does he describe it as? He describes it as parrot-like squawks, shrill whistles, or raspberries through a blowhole. But most, he says, are clear enough to understand.
A killer whale's blowing raspberries.
Yeah, so he's there going, how are you? And the whale's going, and you don't see? She
told
just
you.
Said,
told you.
What's the crack, Amy?
Yeah, good to see it again.
Good to see it again. And you're going, are you sure that's what she said? Would you like a fish? Oh, amazing. Well, that's incredible, yeah. Can you count to three for us there? Oh, you see? What an intelligent whale.
Oh.
I basically think what we have here is an extremely unintelligent animal trainer.
Exactly,
who's
yeah.
seeing what he wants to see.
Is kind of delusional as a result.
Yeah,
plus, we're trying to figure out how beneficial that would be.
I know.
If you ever came face to face with this killer whale, it could say to you, I am going to eat you in 3, 2, 1. Bye-bye.
What was that? I said.
The man, win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out! Here come Who the Man.
So, Who the Man is worth €1,110 this morning. It's quite a lot of cash now.
Mm.
Not getting lower than the grand that ever again. I don't think, well, unless it's one, of course. But Noreen Lynch is in Limerick and she's going to have a go this morning. But first of all, let's give her a quick listen to it.
Man.
There it is. Noreen, is it helpful at this late stage? What do you think?
I think it's John Cusack.
Oh, you got straight in there. No,
it's okay. No messing. I just want the cash. I don't want any buffoonery from you two monkeys.
I don't want to talk
just
to you.
Just double it and give it to me.
Exactly. That's the way, Noreen. That's the way.
Right, okay, what was your guess again? Just to remind us.
John Cusack.
Good
right.
actor, in fairness.
Okay, right. What do you reckon? Is Noreen right? John Cusack.
Must say, a lot of people will be... listening to this morning thinking it might be John Cusack because I've had so many people guess John Cusack, but I hope she doesn't lynch me when I say it's wrong.
He's gone the other way. He's got
gone
my whole name. Noreen
oh,
Lynch.
Oh, very good.
You got it, Noreen.
Very
yeah,
good.
It.
Very good.
I incorporated her second name, Jim.
That's right. You did, Michael. You did. Right. So, Noreen, no John Cusack for you, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank
have
you
a good
much.
Day anyway. Take
you
care
too.
Of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so nothing for Noreen, PJ.
Nothing for Noreen this time. So, Anthony Bracken in Dublin. How are you getting on, Anthony?
Hi, how are you guys?
Not
good,
too
thanks,
bad.
Thanks, Anthony. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
What's the story for you today? Work, rest, or play?
A little bit of both, I suppose.
Oh, really?
Do a little tiny little bit of work and then rest for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be honest with you, that's what we'd all be doing. Given the chance.
That's the proper work-life balance.
I think
a very
is, yeah.
small amount of work.
A small amount.
And a lot of life. Yeah.
Followed by as little as possible.
I agree.
So what do you reckon? Let's try and give you a few quid, Anthony. Who do you think it is?
Is it Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken? Might be. There's another one of my terrible impressions.
Go on, give us your Christopher Walken.
It's Christopher Walken.
Oh, God.
God, that is bad.
PJ, that's one of the worst.
Good. Oh. I think we'll keep it then.
The worst are more entertaining.
The better they're not.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. I apologise, Anthony. Let's see if you're a winner.
Anyway, keep walking, pal. It's wrong.
No joy.
No joy there either, but at least you got to hear my incredible impression. Did that cheer you up this morning?
That made my day.
There you go. Now I found you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and Cleona Higgins back with us. Good to see you again.
Lovely to see you too.
You won't feel the same way after you hear what's about to happen.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear you.
I feel even worse, because for those who are unaware, Cleona Higgins has been tutoring us on how to yodel in our quest for the year. She came in, she told us we felt bad enough that we were butchering her song beyond recognition.
No.
But now it turns out, in the meantime, you've become female vocalist of the year.
Yeah.
In Ireland.
I was delighted, absolutely delighted. Got it down for the Sunday World Awards and couldn't believe it. But I'm so happy because we've been working very hard. So, woo!
And I'm delighted for you. I'm very disappointed for us because the pressure is even more. It's even heavier.
I have every faith in you.
It's just such a shame, really, that having experienced that high, you're now going to be dragged down to this low, really. That's the shame of it. Yeah, but anyway, things have been going brilliant for you then.
Oh, it's been going absolutely brilliant.
Now, listen, we don't want to take credit for that. But I mean, it just so happens that you waltzed into the studio a couple of weeks ago. All of a sudden, your career
female
takes off.
Female vocals of the year. You've been on tour,
guys,
packing out rooms.
It is I'm telling you.
I'm glad to see you said that.
You know, there was no such county as Tyrone until we started this show.
Well, I'm with you on that. Right, listen, I suppose we can't put this off any longer. Much as I would like to put it off, we can't do it any longer.
So
first of all, before we get stuck into this, okay, here's a little reminder of what, if it was done properly, what it should sound like. There's a cowboy that I know who rides a little rodeo. He's a fella that I'm fond of so. Oh, I love him and he loves me, and that's the way it ought to be. But he drives me crazy when we're making love, 'cause he always starts to yodel. Was supposed to sound like. I would be very careful if you're driving or anything at this stage, because this I'm really not sure what might happen here, but the gist of it is meant to be, okay, that Cleona is going to sing the song and PJ and myself are going to share choruses.
Isn't that what it is?
I'm going to take one. And you're going to take one.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess, Cleona, you can nominate which one of us is going to go first. Because
that'd be me, Cleona. Right. Because I would just want to get it out of the way.
Oh, fuck off. Maybe
you should do it so that I could at least hear it again. Because I'm going to put my hand up here, right? I wouldn't exactly be a star pupil in this regard. I may not have practiced as much as I possibly should have.
Well, I tell you, it doesn't really matter. You see, he knew he didn't have to practice because he's been listening to me warbling like an injured walrus for the last few days. So
these are going to be amazing, I have no doubt. And guys, this could be like a big hit for us, the three of us.
Wow.
You're coming on the road with me.
I was just going to say, could you take us on tour?
Cleona, PJ and Jim. It's got a nice ring to it.
Terrible show, but a lovely ring to it.
arguably the worst live gig you'd have ever been at. But still, apart from that. Right, okay, so... I tell you something, my nerves are at me. Right, are we ready to do this?
Have you done your vocal warm-ups?
No.
Little bit of a siren going on.
I can't even do that.
If somebody would normally do that to me, I'd consider myself.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what is wrong with that person?
Right, what was that again? Do that again.
Just go. Oh, yeah.
You can't do it.
Blowing raspberries there, were you?
It's as close as I can get to.
Oh, that's good. Well, you've done it. Just kind of a different form, but you've done it.
I love that. That's a great way of critiquing us. Yeah, you know, you've done it. It's not the way it's supposed to be done, or anybody else would do
it. Most people would walk on their feet, whereas you found a way to do it with your head.
Yeah, great. Good for trying.
This is going to be hilarious.
Right, okay, so we're going to get going. We have an instrumental version, so you're actually going to sing live.
I am indeed.
Wow, I'm impressed. And we're going to yodel live. Or something that resembles yodeling.
Oh,
well,
be so much
very
fun.
Loosely anyway. Okay, right, ladies and gentlemen, may God have mercy on us all. Here we go. That was very impressive. Was that you, PJ?
Yes.
There's a cowboy that I know, rides a little rodeo. He's a fella that I'm fond of so. Oh, I love him and he loves me, and that's the way it ought to be. But he drives me crazy when we're making love, 'cause he always starts to your PJ.
I love you, I love
That was blooming good.
And when he led me down the aisle, that was such a pretty smile. My cowboy, he wore a bearskin suit. Well, the parson said, do you promise always to be true? My cowboy smiled and gently cleared his throat. Ready, Jim? Then he started to yodel.
Yodel, 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 yodel. Oh, Jimmy!
Oh my God! I'm actually amazed.
That is amazing.
Is there any more yodeling to be done?
Damn straight there is. Yeah, hold on. We go together the next time.
Oh no!
And when he led me down the aisle, that was such a pretty smile. And my cowboy, your bench can shoot. Well, the parson said, do you promise always to be true? My cowboy smiled and gently cleared his throat. He's gone, he's gone. Then he started to yodel. PJ. Okay, let's try faster. 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's do it. We've got the music. Are you ready?
Oh my God!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, jeepers, I'm gone.
Oh my God!
Hey!
Wow! Did you find it or what? How did you come across it?
I found it. It was on Facebook. Okay. So I found it. One of these, you know, one of these pictures with a bit of text or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And it says, pick your middle name and pick this, that and the other.
I love
these. And then it gives you your name.
Yeah. I love these. These are a real exercise in three grown men and are exercising our immaturity because I 100%. Just find that they're so, it's
mind
so
you,
silly but so entertaining.
It's going to take an awful lot to beat PJ's superhero name.
Which was, what was Omega that? Arrow. When we all had deadly ones.
Yeah, we had kind of, I can't even remember what mine was. But I know they were great. They were sort of like impressive things that you'd see in a Marvel kind of movie.
Yeah.
And then PJ was obviously meant to be the bloke back in the lab. Omega Arrow.
Yeah. Promoting vitamins. Oh, it was brilliant.
Right, so let's see. What is this one? What are we supposed to be getting here?
Today it's your secret agent name.
All right, cool.
Right, so you take the last thing you ate and your middle name.
Right.
Okay, oh, so the other way around. Your middle name and the last thing you ate.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. So I am, and I took this, by the way, and we got a lot of people on Facebook this morning before they had their breakfast, so a lot of stuff from the evening before. Well, unless some of them are eating weird things at breakfast. But we got lots of those this morning. So the thing I ate before my porridge was peppers.
Okay.
Right, because I was making my lunch last night, a salad or whatever, and I had a few peppers. That was the last thing I ate. So I'm Francis Pepper.
Francis
Pepper's
Pepper.
A good one.
That's actually okay. That has the touch of a tough British agent, doesn't it?
It does.
Francis Pepper.
Francis Pepper.
Yes. It does. It really does work. Like, it's a proper Francis Pepper's on the scene.
So, see, I regret now what I ate last night.
Yeah, well, this is it. So don't talk about what you ate this morning if you had porridge.
Well, I haven't eaten
yet. Or else
everyone's
going to be
porridge. I haven't eaten yet this morning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you haven't eaten yet this morning.
No.
Yeah.
So I actually had a sneaky bit of chocolate before I went to bed last night. So, middle name. So I'd be Andrew Chocolate.
So porridge this morning doesn't count.
This morning doesn't count. So what were you, PJ?
God.
Can you imagine what this is going to be now?
But, so
in fact, what's your middle name?
Well, here's the thing.
You've a double barreled anyway.
I do. So that does that mean it's not technically my
That's
middle name?
That's not your middle name. So, do you know your middle name?
I do, yeah. I'm really embarrassed
I
now.
I knew he was reluctant to say this.
Why? What is it?
Oh, I really feel like a toe rag
So it's
now.
Paddy Joe is your actual double barrel yeah. name, yeah?
Right.
So what's your middle name?
Right. Well, I give you the full name then.
Right,
God,
yeah.
What's coming?
Fiacra Peanut Butter.
I take it back. I take it back. Amiga Arrow was it?
And what did you eat? I'm joking.
I christen you Paddy Joe Fiacra Peanut Butter.
So Fiacra, I don't know why that's funny, and I'd like to apologise to all the Fiacras listening.
It is ridiculous now. I've never. That's the. I've been keeping that.
Wow.
I've been sitting on that
what
for
a
years.
Secret agent.
His face has actually gone red.
I know. Reminds me of school. I used to hate saying Francis
when
people ask.
Oh my God! His face actually got red.
Fiacra Peanut Butter is your secret agent name. Oh my God!
Will I read you some of them from Facebook?
That's absolutely brilliant. That is the greatest Irish secret agent of all time. I want there to be a film made. Yeah, lady. The name's Peanut Butter. Fiacra Peanut Butter.
I sound like the lad that got kicked out of the Dubliners for being too ridiculous.
Well, Q. Well, Peanut Butter. Anyway, some of them from Facebook, right, are very funny. Because Jennifer Byrne has put up that she's Elizabeth Whisper, right? Which I think is good.
Lizzie Whisper. Oh, that sounds like a Bond villain. That's
that
brilliant.
Is good. That's very good.
There's Anne Rivita. But this one, Tommy Toast.
Nine to beat on the Breakfast Table quiz. That's it, and it is Thursday. So, Patricia Vaughan. Is it Vaughan or Patricia Vaughan, Patricia?
Vaughan.
I apologise. Just wanted to get it right for you. The amount of mistakes I make every day, I wouldn't want your name to be one of them. So you've got 10 to get. 10 or more is going to put you in the lead. How do you feel about that?
Very nervous. Very nervous.
Are you a bit of a quizzer at all, Patricia? Have you ever taken part in pub quizzes or table quizzes or anything?
I love quizzes, but it's just, you know, now that it's happening, I'm a little bit nervous.
No, not at all. She's only three of us here.
I'm great here now. I've 6-year-old twins. They're fantastic at general knowledge. So
brilliant.
I'll be fine.
What are their names?
So we've Keane and Dunica.
Okay, ask them to give us a shout out there.
Hey! Yeah, great support. Yeah, great fantastic. Support. They really would love this break. So,
right.
You know,
the pressure's on you, PJ.
The pressure on us now. I see what you're doing, Patricia.
It's a good tactic. Right, the very best of luck, Patricia. Hopefully you get lots of help. 60 seconds on the clock, and PJ has the questions. Fingers crossed, here we go.
What was the first name of the playwright William Shakespeare? You got that one now. What type of word is beautiful? Is it an adverb or an adjective?
An adjective.
In human biology, peepers is a slang term for what part of the body?
Your eyes.
Which continent has a greater land area, North or South America?
North America.
Yeah, which doll was introduced as a teenage fashion model in 1959?
Pass.
It's Barbie. Bruschetta is most closely associated with what European country?
Italy.
Yeah, by what name is the British glamour model Katie Price better known?
Jordan.
How many kidneys are normally in the human body?
Two.
With which pop band would you associate the brothers Matt and Luke Goss?
Ross.
Yeah, who was the US president when Iraq invaded Kuwait?
Pass.
George Bush. Choppers, ivories and fangs are all slang terms for what part of the body?
Teeth.
What flower do the UK Labour Party use as their emblem?
Rose.
Where is the active volcano Mount Etna?
Italy.
It's in Sicily. Sicily, I don't know, I can't give you that one. Okay. Can I? Yeah, Mike
well,
says
look
you get it.
Look at the magic, Mike.
Yeah, technically, Mike says yes. You get it. Yes, so there you go.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
What is that is the best question you've ever asked. What is the first name of the playwright William Shakespeare?
I mean, honest to God. And here was me at the start saying, no, I'm definitely going to get it right. Vaughan, not Vaughan, all of that. And then I go and mix up and mess up William Shakespeare.
Greatest question ever. Thank greatest you. Question ever. I love it.
Don't worry. Anyway, so let's. How did Mrs. Vaughan get on?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, yeah. And you got me out of trouble because you got one enough. Oh, God almighty.
Okay. Now, this might be the wrong time to introduce this, Patricia, but there is one day left to play.
Okay.
So there's tomorrow. If nobody beats 11 tomorrow, then we can do the screamy bit.
Okay.
I'm so glad you got an extra one as well, because I would have been in an awful state. If you actually win this tomorrow, the three of you are going to go stone mad.
Oh, they'll be launched into orbit. Launched into orbit they'll be. Patricia, I hope it goes well tomorrow.